To start off with a question first. Who is your neighbour? Who's your neighbour? Davy. Davy. Is Davy your neighbour? Is Davy right? Okay. Well, do you know what? Davy's everybody's neighbour. Wow. Not just yours. He's everybody's neighbour. And do you know what? The person sitting next to you is your neighbour. Yeah. See the person sitting next to you, do you want to give them a high five? Go on. Right. Okay. So, we're getting there. That's good. You're loosening up a wee bit. Good. You know, one of the things we know is that God loves everyone. He loves everyone. But he also wants us to be able to do the same thing. He also wants us to get into that place of loving everyone. And therefore, because of that, that means everyone's your neighbour. So there is an expectation on us to love your neighbour. And of course, not all neighbours are easy to love. Yeah, isn't that the truth? I'm sure that's not true of Dave. Not all neighbours are easy to love. But the thing is, if we want to do what it is that God asks us, if he's asking us to love our neighbour, it means we have to show our neighbours that we care, about them. So how do we do that? You know, Jesus was once asked by a teacher. This teacher came up to him and he says, "Who's my neighbour?" Somebody went and asked Jesus that question and said, "Who is my neighbour?" And because of that, to help explain who the neighbour was, he said, "I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to tell you a story about the Good Samaritan." Has anybody heard that story? Do you know it? Good? You know it? Good? Anybody else? The adults are struggling. Okay, I'm going to abbreviate it. It's in Luke chapter 10. But there was a man who was travelling down the road, right? He was just walking down the road, just minding his own business. And all of a sudden, these mean people came over. When they came over, they robbed him. They beat him up. They stole all his money. They even took his clothes. And they just left him lying on the ground. They just left him lying there. Now, would you do that? No, of course you wouldn't, Harris. No. But while that poor man was just left lying there, the robbers all went away, left him just lying there. He couldn't move. He was so hurt. He was in pain because he'd been beaten up. But he heard someone coming along. So he's trying to kind of move his head to look and see who it was. And this first person that came along was a pastor of a church. And it wasn't me. Okay? It was a pastor of a church who came along. But he looked over and he seen the man lying there. He went, "Oh, like that." And he walked away. Do you think that was a good neighbour? No, he was not. He didn't stop to help the man. He just kept on going, just ignored it. Then a wee bit later, there was another person came along. Now, this person is called a Levite, right? But this is someone who worked in the church. He was quite important in what he did. Guess what? He walked away as well. He didn't stop. He just left that man lying there. He didn't stop at all. He just walked away. He kept on going. And then after that, a third man came along. And by this time, I wonder if the poor man lying there was thinking, "Oh, they'll probably walk past as well." He's already seen two people walk past him. He's lying there. And here's a third person come along. He's maybe thinking, "Nobody cares." Is that what you would think if you were just left lying there and people walked past you? You'd think nobody cares. But this man who came along was called a Samaritan, okay? And the Samaritans in Jesus' time, they weren't very popular. They certainly weren't liked at all. They were considered sort of bad guys by some people. So the Samaritan, when he was walking along, this man must have thought, the man who was lying here, just like you. The man who was lying there was thinking, no chance. He's not going to stop. He's going to keep walking past. But the Samaritan did stop. He did stop. Yes, he did. And not only that, he helped the man. He put bandages on his wounds. He cleaned him up. He put the man on his donkey, which meant he had to walk. So he put the man on the donkey, and he walked, and he took him to an inn, and he gave the innkeeper money to say, look after this man for me. Look after him until he gets better. And he left money with him until the man was well again. So Jesus told this story to tell people that love is not just about the words that we say, it's also about the things that we do. It's also about what you do. So sometimes if we look at someone and we think, you know what, I don't like the way, I better not point my finger, I don't like the way they look. Sometimes you can look at people like that and go, I'm not sure about them. Or you can look at somebody and, you know what, they don't come from around here, they don't live in this area, so I'm not going to give them any time either. They cannot be my neighbour. But you know, that's all really pretty silly, because God wants us to love people. I should expand on that and say God wants us to love everyone. There's a challenge, not only for children, but for adults as well. He wants us to love everyone by caring for them, praying for them, finding different ways to try and help them. So today, on Harvest Thanksgiving, we want to do things for other people. We want to treat them with kindness, just in the way that Jesus asked us to do. So, in a moment, I'm going to give you an opportunity to bring the food out that you brought with you. And I should say, if you forgot it's Harvest Thanksgiving, Bethlehem is open every week, okay? So if you forgot today, it's not a problem. You can bring it along at some other time. And it's by giving our food to the food bank, we are helping to bless other people. Do you know what? Do you know anybody that comes to the food bank? Please say no. The whole point of that is you don't need to know the person, but you're actually doing something to help them, something that will make a difference for each of them. So while we collect our food in for the Harvest Thanksgiving, do you know what? You're all being good Samaritans. You're all being good Samaritans. So there we go. Who wants to be a good Samaritan and bring some food out and start bringing it up? Adults as well, if you've got some with you, please bring it up. We'll leave it here. There's a basket there if anybody's wanting to put an offering in rather than food. Then please bring that out now. Thank you. You manage? Don't get... Aye, just there's fine. Keep away from the candles. Thank you. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody. I'm sure Bethlehem are going to be very blessed by everybody's generous donations, and then there's a massive outpouring after that from Bethlehem on to everybody that attends, so thank you very much. Do the kids want to head out just now to Creation Bible Club, and we'll pick up, do the offering if baskets are at the front, if they can go round. place is empty now. I'll just give thanks for the offering. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your provision in our lives, and we thank you that you give us everything we need, and the means to earn money, and the means to have wealth, the way your word says. So help us, Lord, to be generous with what we have. Help us to share it with others, and help us to use the money within the church for the furthering of your kingdom and for the blessing of the church. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Robbie, do you want to... Oh, intimations, sorry. Robbie, don't get back up. Intimations, please. So Sunday morning prayer time, 10:30, just in the prayer room next door. Everybody's welcome to join us as we pray for the service. And then on a Sunday evening, we have our encounter meeting at 6:30. So it's some prayer, some just discussion about what God's saying to you. So everybody's welcome to join us for that. The meeting place is on a Monday between 1 and 3. Everybody's welcome. Bring a friend. There's some tea and coffee and scones, maybe. House groups, Tuesday during the day, 1:30 through in the prayer room. And then Wednesday night, there's options of Zoom. There's a house group in my mum's house, and there's also other groups that meet in the church in various rooms on Wednesday night. So you can have a chat with Alan or... Robbie or Grace, if there's any questions about house groups. There's various people leading each of the different groups. Next Sunday morning at the start of the service, we're going to have a fire drill. Don't collect your children when you hear the fire alarm. So the whole point is really so that they have a practice at getting the kids out. Our meeting point is out the main door, but just leave through your nearest fire exit and then meet up at the top. But we'll get warning next week. Is that all? I'm just... Just while you're getting up, Leslie, I'm just going to say we're having a ladies' dinner at the Smiddy a week tomorrow at 6:30. So if anybody wants to come, I think I've emailed everybody. If I've missed anybody or you want to invite anybody else, let me know and I can add it onto the numbers.
Just to let you know, I have been busy crocheting winter hats and a couple of scarves. So I've brought a lot of them along this morning. I'll leave them out by the tea. If anybody's needing a hat, particularly if you're having to turn your heating down this winter, feel free just to help yourself to one. If you want to make a donation to charity, that's up to you, but help yourselves.
Thank you. Right, now Robbie, come back up please. And we'll continue in our worship before the word.
Well, I can't blame the Waynes, can I? I must say, you really did sound wonderful from up here. You know, when you were all singing, it was really wonderful. I was really blessed. In fact, I was so blessed I didn't even play. Let me just see what the next song is so I know myself. Goodness me. You all know this song? If nothing else, you get a laugh, you know, so let's say, oh, give thanks. Have we got the words? You're getting your rain back in me, aren't you? Listen, I don't know where I'm going at times. I just keep following Jesus. So. Okay, let's go on my feet and let's hear you singing, because I don't want to hear myself. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, all you his people. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Let us praise, let us thank. Let us celebrate and dance. Oh, give thanks.